Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1430, air date April 24th, 2024.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be having a very detailed discussion on the science, politics, health of green tea. And we're going to talk about, is it good for you? So it's not about taking a pro or anti view in our conversation today. It's about really applying scientific principles to find out, is green tea good for you? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I hope you enjoy this, and we'll be right back. All right, everyone, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. We're going to be having a discussion today on science, politics, health of green tea. Is it good for me? Is it good for you? That's what we're going to be talking about. So let's just jump right in. And let me go right to our presentation here. So in the new format that we're doing, anytime we take a health issue, and we've done this in the past, we're going to be much more direct about this. Anytime we take an issue looking at a particular ingredient and if it's good, you know, for a particular molecular function, we're always going to look at the science, the politics, and the health, because that's really in the context of delivering solutions for all of you. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And as a part of this, the first thing that I want to cover is what you're going to learn. So first of all, you're going to really learn the power of system science, which is really about connecting science, politics, health. You really cannot live in the modern world thinking, well, you know, I'm into health. I don't really need to talk about politics. This is not a good way to think about it. As one of the great writers, Bertolt Brecht, said that, you know, one of the most ignorant people on the planet are people who say, I don't want to be political, because if you don't want to participate in politics, you're basically saying you don't want to know about economy. You don't want to know how decisions are being made. You want to just put your head in the sand. But in the conversations that we do, even that we're going to discuss something like green tea, you're going to understand the science, politics, and health. Then we're going to move into the science and biology of green tea. You're going to learn that. You're going to learn that there's been quite a bit of research done, and we're going to look at green tea versus some of the big pharma's drugs. We're going to look at the varieties of green tea, the health benefits of green tea. And then we're going to talk about how much green tea, because, you know, how much is a central thing science is always interested in asking. It's not about, is this good or bad? That's a very, very stupid way to look at the world. It's always about how much, okay? Dosaging really matters, how much. So we're going to look at that. One man's, you know, poison can be another man's very valuable for their body. And then we're going to talk about, is green tea right for you? This is in the principle of personalized medicine, the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we want to really encourage all of you to support all the research we do at Cytosol. This video is really made possible by all the volunteers that support this research. And you guys should be supporting that versus giving your money elsewhere. But as a part of that, I want to really share with you what is systems and my journey to systems, because we take a systems approach in everything we do here. So this video will give you sort of my journey to this world of system science.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems, so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Today's discussion, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be on a wonderful topic, and we're going to be talking about green tea. That's what we're going to be talking about today. All right. So let's just jump right in. And if you're coming late, our discussion is on the science politics of green tea. We're going to ask, is green tea good for you? All right. Because there's so much contradictory literature out there. Our aim is to look at this from a systems approach. All right. So let's begin here. We have our presentation set up here. One of the things I want to mention is that everything we do here integrates our movement for truth, freedom, health, which supports your health through systems health and through the work we do with Cytosolve, specifically Truth, Freedom, Health. Everyone should get involved. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. It's our leadership training institute. We're creating very conscious people all over the world. We're committed to fundamentally shattering the swarm and changing the world in a deep way. We also have Systems Health, which is our health education institute. Those of you who want to become health educators, we've created a very powerful educational system as well as a technology platform that'll help you become health educators. You can be, from any background. You can be a nurse, a doctor. You can be not a nurse or a doctor. You can be a digital marketer. You can be a finance person. Doesn't matter. Any one of you can get involved. And then fundamentally, the Open Science Institute, powered by Cytosolve, enables all of you to become a scientist, a citizen scientist. So those are the solutions. So Truth, Freedom, Health, you go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursdays, tomorrow, for example, which is Thursday here, not probably when you're seeing the video, but every Thursdays at 11 a.m. or 8 p.m., you can go to vashiva.com/orientation and join our open house. There's no cost. There's no charge. You get to meet amazing people from all over the world. So that's how you can get introduced to Truth for Health. Those of you who are interested in becoming health educators, go to systemshealth.com, or more specifically, go to vashiva.com/tutorial every Fridays at 11. And this Friday at 11 or 7 p.m., you have to look on the calendar, we will be hosting a tutorial where you can become a system self-educator, become your own business. And then finally, the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, every second Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m., we hold a symposium to help you really understand how you can become a system scientist or support the science. So let's go to green tea. So first of all, green tea is considered nature's energy elixir, right? It was discovered over 4,000 years ago in China. It's the most consumed beverage after water, and it's produced from the fresh leaves of, as you see, Camellia sinensis. Now, the major medical effects of green tea are attributed to the catechins and amino acids. Now, relative to its indigenous and traditional use, it comes about, you know, to the broad public. I mean, this is still not compared to the population we have today, around this 1618 to 907 AD. And that's when green tea was documented evidence of using it as a medicinal plant in China. Then green tea, which originated in China, and since then, its production and manufacturing has spread to other parts of East Asia. So for example, in South Korea, green tea is used in skincare products, such as facial masks and creams to promote clear and radiant skin. In many cultures, green tea has been used as a remedy for minor ailments, such as soothing sunburns, reducing eye puffiness, and freshening breath. So from a science perspective, we're going to now go into the science of green tea. And this is something that's really brought to you by Cytosolve, which is really a 23rd century technology platform that came out of my work at MIT to basically do research faster, cheaper, and safer. And Cytosolve allows us to take not just one paper in a field, but every paper written in that field and run it through our process where we curate it, we extract out the molecular pathways, we build systems architectures, we do computational analysis. We have this very powerful infrastructure, the collaboratory, which allows us to take this research, perform the mathematical analysis, work with research communities, and come to a more holistic understanding, not just a pro or anti view. Now, green tea, across all those papers, there's close to 35,342 research articles, 1,356 clinical trials, and it's been researched for over 200 years, 211 years. So it's quite incredible, quite a massive amount of scientific work. And this is what Cytosolve has uncovered as we look at all of that work. First of all, there's four chemical compounds. Caffeine, 4% by dry weight, minerals, 6 to 8%, amino acids, 8 to 12%, and polyphenols, 36%, okay? There's these are the predominant things, and they're the four types of chemical compounds. There are 31 key molecules that we've uncovered, and these are the minerals. So potassium, calcium, magnesium, fluoride, chromium, selenium, zinc, cobalt, and nickel. You know, mineral-loaded vitamins, A, B2, B3, C, E, and K. And then we have these active catechin compounds of green tea. And there's four derivatives here: epicatechin, epigallocatechin, which is EGC, epicatechin gallate, which is ECG, and epigallocatechin gallate, which is EGCG. And you can see the chemical structures. Here's epicatechin on the lower left. Here's EGC, right next to it. And then we have ECG, and then we have EGCG over here. These are the four catechins, which is really the active components. So you have the minerals, you have the vitamins, you have the, and then you have the following amino acids, okay? L-theanine, tyrosine, tryptophan, threonine, 5N-ethylglutamine, glutamic acid, serine, glycine, valine, leucine, aspartic acid, lysine, arginine. Pretty much got all the amino acids. And then the volatile compounds are alcohol, esters, hydrocarbons, and aldehydes. That's why we say these are the 31 key molecules in green tea. Now let's look at the 10 health systems in your body. So there's 10 health systems that are affected by green tea and 6 biological effects. Let's look at the biological effects. First of all, it supports antioxidant. It supports anti-inflammatory process. It's an anti-proliferative. It's anti-thrombotic, right? It supports vasorelaxation. It's anti-angiogenic. Remember, angiogenesis is the process that takes place when cancer cells and tumor cells create their own blood supply lines to take over your body. But green tea is antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-proliferative, anti-thrombotic, vasorelaxer, as well as anti-angiogenic, right? So those 6 biological effects. But the health benefits of green tea are, first of all, it's in those research papers has been known to prevent cancer, prevent asthma, support anti-aging, support immune function, you know, prevent Alzheimer's, prevent arthritis, prevent liver disease, prevent diabetes, prevent Parkinson's, prevent cardiovascular disease, prevent obesity, prevent periodontal disease, prevent depression, prevent cold and flu. So you can see it inhibits many of the quote-unquote bad things and supports the good things, anti-aging and immune function. So just look at that. It's quite powerful, the multitudes of benefits of green tea. And this is why perhaps over many, many centuries, people, it's become the second most widely used beverage next to water. Now with Cytosol, the Open Science Institute is the one that really performs this research. And our goal is science by the people, for the people. You can go to vashiva.com, and if you go to the main page, you'll find Cytosol and you'll see the different projects we're doing, and you're encouraged to donate to it so we can support this research. And by the way, when you donate to us, you'll see we give you all sorts of gifts, books, courses, et cetera. So it's not a one-way street. And every 11 a.m. On the second Tuesdays of every month, you can go to cytosol.com/symposium and sign up. Now, Cytosol, the ethos here is we respect nature, and we believe that food is medicine. So if you look at, for example, these ingredients, chamomile, parsley, celery, spinach, grapefruit, bitter orange, or lime, we, by way of example, we've looked at all of these foods and we've run those through Cytosol, and we found 2 very important compounds after doing, you know, trillions of computations that have now gone into a product called MV25. And MV25 is a powerful product that goes after the problem in a field called osteoarthritis, joint health. And we have uncovered, using the same Cytosol open science process, a very powerful solution that is accessible to everyone on the planet now, called MV25. But this is, again, using this open science scientific tool, Cytosol. Let me play this for you and we'll come back to green tea. Shortly.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions, to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. Now I have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MB25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, so that's MV25.life, and I recommend you guys go check it out. But it's a very powerful example of a solution emerging out of the CytoSolve approach. So I recommend you guys go check that out. All right, so we are having our discussion today on green tea. And is it good for me? Is it good for you? That's what we're talking about. So let's go back to our presentation. By the way, in addition to MV25, which you can find at mb25.life. We also value our pets. I have two great dogs here, but we've taken the same approach from food to discover a whole set of compounds that's really a whole health supplement for your pet. And you can go to, you know, vashiva.com, the shop, and you can look at K9701. So we've just discovered or uncovered from CytoSolve work the science of green tea. But there's also politics to food. And, you know, here we want to teach you truth, freedom, health, the politics, the science, as well as the health aspect. So let's move over to the politics aspect here. First of all, indigenous systems of medicine were always systems-based medicine. And we at CytoSolve are dedicated to fight real racism. The real racism here that has taken place is suppressing indigenous medicines. Big Pharma thinks they're the only ones who have quote unquote solutions. But the reality is many ancient cultures across every race and creed have had their own indigenous medicines. Unfortunately, over the many centuries, they've been actively suppressed. But we at CytoSolve are using science to uncover the power of these indigenous medicines. The other pieces were dedicated to eliminating animal testing. There's no reason for it. At our last symposium, we discussed this. The reality is that 90% of the NIH animal experiments are unnecessary or more. In fact, none of them are necessary from our research. So, for example, did you know when it comes to the actual science and we compare green tea to, let's say, Big Pharma's medicines, there's ample evidence that's shown that green tea extract, the administration of green tea extract, significantly increased brain activity in the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex compared to placebo conditions, right? So this is quite powerful because this has typically been done with drugs. So there's enough data to show that green tea extract significantly increased brain activation in the right dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. The other piece, so that's very, very good for all sorts of, you know, areas involved in cognitive function, right? Where people think that the only alternative is pharmaceutical medications. The other piece is, when we look at green tea as medicine again, the work that we published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition has shown at the molecular systems level that green tea is like a shock absorber, really supports immunomodulation to reduce inflammation. The work that we did has shown that those people who drank green tea prior to a transplant, let's say they were getting a major organ transplant like lung transplant, heart transplant, go down the list of kidney transplant, those people had much less rejection rates because of the fact that green tea supports immunomodulation, as a diagram here shows. Okay. Another very powerful thing is green tea is equally good compared to vitamin C in exhibiting antioxidant activity in skin health. You can see, for example, the antioxidant assay here, 0.5% of green tea, 0.1 milligram per milliliter vitamin C, had very similar percentage of cell viability. And you can again see here, in terms of the inhibitory activity relative, you know, from a effect on, you know, in this paper on the anti-skin aging activities of green tea, that green tea does equally good as vitamin C. The other piece of our Cytosolve Open Science Institute, from a political perspective, as we're discussing this, and the reason we wanted to share these events with you, is that many of these papers are out there, but they don't really reach the public light, showing that green tea, in this case, a, you know, natural product from nature, has equal or better effects than even pharmaceutical drugs in these cases, is because there is a incestuous web of science, which includes big government, big academia, big publishers, and big pharma. The big academics, you know, have a revolving door with big pharma, with a revolving door. They sit on the journals, editors, and they sit on the editorial boards of major publications. And they also sit with government to make decisions where funding goes. So this is why you don't see a lot of research like this coming out, showing that as a natural compound, it's as good as pharmaceutical drugs, is because of this web of science. And if you look at that web of science, the incestuous web of science, it supports this very open systems dumb process in pharma, where pharma can only take a single compound, they do test tube testing, then they kill a bunch of animals, that takes 6 years, and then they have to put it through testing on humans. And most of the pharmaceutical drugs, 20% entering phase one, only 20% entering phase one ever make it, okay? And $1 to $5 billion is spent, you know, end to end to support this whole process, which takes 13 years. So this is a very, very medieval process of development. And you can see here, they spend more and more in R&D, less and less new molecular entities, NMEs, are being approved. And the reason is because the pharma model comes out of a reductionist method, like the blind men touching the elephant. So if the elephant represents cancer or some disease, the problem is that we're not making any whole systems or major headway in this, because everything is seen as a part, not the interconnections. And this is, you know, if they were to work together, you get something like this, which doesn't look like the elephant. So that's the problem from the scientific perspective. And the other thing we need to also recognize is although there's many varieties of green tea, Chinese green tea, Japanese fermented, oolong, that the various varieties need to be protected, you know, need to be made organically. There's lots of pressure on major big agricultural production to limit the varieties of not only green tea, any different types of products out there for, you know, power profit control, and to make sure that they're not made cleanly. So this is one of the politics people need to understand when they're choosing what quality of green tea, you know, what qualities that they're actually going to select out there. Okay. The other thing that we want to focus on, we talk about the political aspects here is that the varieties of green tea are geographically based. So we have to consider that if the benefits of this product, you know, when your political events take place, that they can have serious effect on supply chains. Now, Chinese green tea is called that. Remember, here are the different varieties: Chinese green tea, Japanese green tea, fermented green tea, and oolong tea. That the birthplace of green tea, that's where the name has a Chinese green tea. And the teas here are produced on a large scale as well as by small gardens that focus on rare specialties. And the reality is that some of these rare specialties seem to have much more potent effects, some of the research shows. Now, the varieties of Chinese green tea include Wulu, Cha, Yantao, and Lungcheng. Those are the two main: Wulu, Cha, Yantao, and Lungcheng. These are the two really main varieties of green tea. The second is Japanese green tea. Obviously, this is from Japan. In Japanese culture, the preparation and the consumption of green tea, if you've ever been to any of these ceremonies, it's a very sacred ceremony. It's done in a very respectful way. And the ceremonial significance, particularly what is known as the practice of Chanoyu, or the Japanese tea ceremony, Chanoyu. Now, the Japanese green tea has many other varieties. I include Sencha, which is probably one of the more popular ones, Gyokuro, Matcha, which many of you probably heard of recently, which is showing up in a lot of health food stores, and Hojika, right? But Sencha and Matcha have become quite popular in the United States. So those are the Japanese green tea varieties. Then you have Oolong green tea, and that's produced in various regions, including China, Wulong, that's what it's called there, and Taiwan. And the different varieties of oolong tea are cultivated, each with their own unique flavor characteristics. And these are particularly influenced by, you know, where they're grown, the terrain, the altitude, and the processing technique. Now, we at VA Shiva, through our work with the International Center for Integrative Systems, have created the Clean and Raw certification. You can find it at cleanfoodcertified.org. And you will see these seals on certified clean and certified raw products. This is a very high standard where, from a political level, bottoms up, we look for safety. We look for minimally processed and high bioavailability of nutrients. That's what the seal represents. From a political perspective, we need to recognize that the reason we're discussing something like green tea, of all the positive effects in the United States, for example, you can see because of the food supply has been marred, one reason, the stress on Americans, many, many things. The life expectancy of Americans is going downward since 1980, and the rest of the world is going to follow suit. And this is because of the incredible amount of stress people are under that's destroyed their immune systems, the environment where it's difficult to get healthy foods, the education where people really have to learn how to look through the fake science and the fake news, the innovation that is not occurring. We're not really doing major innovations. We have corrupt leaders, and the economy, the income inequality affects people, but stress has been the main factor of these multitude of layers in causing this kind of destruction of lifespan. So if you have a child today, your child is likely going to have a shorter lifespan than you, thanks to all of this. And Truth Freedom Health is educating people on this approach to overcome all of this. I recommend you attend every 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. our orientation that we host, and you go to vashiva.com/orientation. So we've now discussed at a level on the molecular science of green tea. There's a politics in the political area. We know that big pharmaceutical companies do not want to talk about the many, many possibilities of the components of green tea that have equal or better effects than some of the pharmaceutical drugs, and much less side effects. Now we want to go to the personalized aspect of it. is green tea right for you, right? And at Systems Health, you can go to systemshealth.com and you go to workshops. In fact, we have a workshop coming up soon. We look at giving you a framework to understand, wade through all of the contradictory information to find out, is it right for you? Now, there are some problems with green tea. It may cause irritability. It may cause insomnia. It may cause dizziness. It may cause diarrhea, okay? Heart palpitation. So if you have, if you have a prone to diarrhea, dizziness, or insomnia, or heart palpitation, or irritability, these are issues to consider. Doesn't mean it's going to cause, this is going to happen to everyone, but these are issues to consider. And obviously you can modulate this by how much you consume, right? So it's not about saying you're not going to do it, evergreen tea, but it's about recognizing, is it right for you, and drinking it in moderation for these cases. The next thing is how much green tea. Now, what the current science says is from a maintenance dose, this is all again from clinical evidence, 3 to 10 cups, which is 1 gram of leaf in 100 milliliters infusion and brewed tea, right? So, 3 cups, upwards of 10 cups, that's a maintenance dose. For cardiovascular benefits, heart health, 160 to 2,488 milligrams per day. For example, EG, CG, you can look at some of the green tea extracts. For brain, neuroprotective effects, 1,720 milligrams per day. That's Park et al. In 2011. We take a systems approach that all of you can go to yourbodyyoursystem.com or systemshealth.com, where we, and I'm not going to cover all of this right now, but my research uncovered there's these three forces in the universe that system science talks about. In the Indian system, in the Western system, it's called conversion, transport, storage. In the Eastern system, pitta, vata, and kapha. And using this approach, I created a technology platform where you can ask a certain set of questions to yourself or someone else, and it'll calculate your body's system state, which is that red dot. The black dot, after answering a different set of questions, figures out where you are today. And then this tool recommends for you, for the individual, what's the right set of food, supplements that support you. Obviously, you should talk to your doctor before you use any recommendations. That's just a disclaimer. Now, every Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., we have a System Self tutorial. You can go to vashiva.com/tutorial and come back this week. Using this approach, we can look at, is green tea right for you? So let's say this is your body type that your body or system calculates. Well, green tea will increase transport in this direction. It'll decrease pitta, which means modulates your digestion, and it decreases kapha, which is storage, which breaks up fat, for example. So if your body's here, this is the forces that it's going to have. But at any particular point in time, let's say your body's off course here and you drink green tea, it's going to take you more off course. So you have to be careful. If the black dot was down here, obviously green tea could be beneficial. The point is, this tool, your body, your system, allows you to figure out under what conditions, how these different foods may affect you. And again, you can come to our tutorial, vashiva.com/tutorial. So in summary, green tea modulates the cells of the innate and adaptive immune system. It inhibits the cytokine storm. It is a potential antimicrobial. It acts as a potential bronchodilator. And again, we've covered the fact that when we look at anything, we need to think, we need to look at the politics to fight, and we need to heal. And to all of you listening, note that we have these three important institutes now: Truth, Freedom, Health, Systems Health, and Open Science Institute. Anyway, I hope that was valuable. Again, to those of you joining late, this is, you can go back and rewind and look at this. You should share this video, give it support, follow us. But this is about green tea. Is it good for me? Okay, that's what we discuss today. So I hope this is valuable. And I wish you all a good morning, good evening, and good night. And thank you very much. And remember, if you want to know more about anything we're doing, you can go to systemshealth.com, vashiva.com, cytosol.com. Thank you. And I hope, again, this was valuable to your understanding. Okay? Thank you very much.